You wouldn't know it if you listened to some politicians talk about it, but human-caused climate change is considered a settled debate. The globe is warming, and people are contributing to the change. But as Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, one textbook being used in Hartford middle schools gives equal weight to an argument against climate change.
Joshua Blanchfield is a social studies teacher at a Hartford magnet school. He's been following the debate at the state capitol about legislation that would require schools to teach climate change. So he figured he'd look into his textbook to see what it has to say about the subject. He got to the last chapter of the book, and that's when something hit him.
And I was pretty shocked by how skewed it was by presenting this narrative that it really is sort of a both sides, and maybe it's a pro or con and a 50-50 debate in a textbook that's currently being used in our district.
There's a few things he says are misleading. First, there's a drawing of two people in red parkas. They're supposed to be climate researchers.
One says their research supports the theory of global warming, and the other says, well, my research leads me to doubt the theory of global warming.
That's problematic, Blanchfield says, because it presents the debate as if each side has equal scientific value. Other pages in the book offer the same space to the science as it does to the doubters. There's even a cartoon
mocking research in support of global warming, that it's popularized because it's very scary.
The comic strip shows a researcher who doubts climate change, saying, "The media aren't interested in my study." Then another character says, "It's not scary enough."
I was shocked how antiquated the thinking was, and it presented itself almost like talking points from InfoWars or something like that. And how that was presented as rational and of equal value.
Hartford school officials say they're no longer using this book and that all middle school teachers have gotten a new textbook. But Blanchfield says he never got the new one. And at least one other middle school teacher in Hartford still using the older book also, Connecticut Public Radio confirmed. Connecticut requires school districts to use the next generation science standards, which includes anthropogenic or man-made climate change, as a core topic of instruction. But schools aren't required to teach it. It's merely a guideline. And that upsets Farmington Middle School students Leah Glaspy and Kara Shapansky. They had an idea for a podcast about climate change, but as they researched it, they found out that they hadn't been taught much about it at all. Here's Shapansky.
Before I did research on this, I just thought ice melting polar bears, and that's like literally all I knew. And like when we were deciding what to
But then she started reading about it.
And I was like, is this even real? Like why don't I know about it? And I didn't know anything. And I should have.
She initially thought there was a debate about whether climate change is happening. But she learned quickly that's not the case. Glaspy adds that it's important for schools to teach climate change, even though it might be difficult.
We need to learn these things. It might be depressing, but it's probably going to be even more depressing when we have to watch our friends die at the hands of climate change.
Farmington now teaches the subject in fifth grade. Glaspy and Shapansky say they're interested to talk to some fifth graders to see what they know about it. The state's House of Representatives recently approved a bill that would require districts to teach climate change, but it's unclear if the bill will make it to a vote in the Senate. The session ends this Wednesday. David Roche, Connecticut Public Radio.